don't really have a big book on what do you, what sort of keys do you go on when you're preparing for a quarterback that you have very limited tape on?
First, I think you got to continue with the basics. I mean, we got to, last time, I mean, I think we gave up 186 yards rushing. So I think that's first and foremost. We got to stop the run and then force them to beat us. You know, if we can make them one-dimensional, obviously, you know, then you can you know, get some opportunities to try to put some pressure on him and force him into mistakes. But you know, from what I've seen, he's handling pretty well. You know, if he gets into a rhythm, he's a pretty solid, you know, quarterback, gets the job done, throwing a good deep ball. So, but our first focus has to be stopping the run, just like every week. First and second down, we have to be good at, and then get in the third and long, and then we can start, you know, doing some things.
Happy not to see Rodgers?
Yeah, I guess, whatever. After what he did to us last time, you know. I like playing against Aaron, though. I always it's fun to play against, you know, top quality guys. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, people always say they want people at their best. I'm going to a fight. I'll take them at their weakest.
The last couple teams they played committed extra guys to stop the run. Can you do that more freely with Rodgers not in there?
I don't know. I mean, I watched that Philly game, and they, you know, they still took advantage of Jordy on, you know, some deep balls and even to Jones, you know, when they had guys up. So, you know, if you commit extra guys to the run, you leave yourself one-on-one and someone's got to make a play. I mean, he's obviously a capable quarterback to put the ball where it needs to be. You know, I think for us it's going to be tackling. You know, we went back and watched some of that old film, and we had guys hitting them 2 yards minus one, and we just didn't tackle well. So, you know, but it has nothing to do with who the quarterback is. Our goal is we have to stop the run no matter what. I mean, if you allow them, they didn't have any third and seven pluses last time we played them. It was like all third and six and under, and a lot of it was third and one to two. So, you know, that's not going to be successful defense. So we just got to really concentrate on not allowing them to get that run game going, and then, like I said, if we can force them to be one-dimensional, you know, then we can do some things to throw some pressure at them and try to get some turnovers and force them into mistakes.
Jared, what did you think of Lacy, their rookie running back?
He's a big guy, you know. You know, obviously he's a downhill runner and he runs hard, but I mean we face a lot of those guys every week. You know, we got to carry the momentum we have. I think we held, you know, Marshawn Lynch to 54 yards. We got to carry that over. Guys hitting them, and. You know, not be afraid to miss the other throw at them, you know. And so we're going to have to keep that hard-nosed mentality over. And again, you know, concentrate on putting them in the third and long situations, and then, you know, we'll deal with that when we get there.
Is there a noticeable difference on their film of what they're doing with Tolzien as opposed to when Rodgers was in there? Are they doing a lot of
I mean, Aaron is creative as they get. But, I mean, their offense looks the same. You know, they're still running a lot of the same plays. Obviously, you know, they're trying to get him into a rhythm. You know, on some quick, you know, throws and getting to keep them in third manageable. But, you know, a little more, maybe even a little heavier on the run, you know, just to try to take some of the pressure off the QB. But their offense is still pretty much the same. You know, Aaron just presents that problem to be able to change that play at the line of scrimmage or, you know, to take a, you know, he just, you know, can get out of the pocket and do so many crazy things. So I think their base offense is still the same, though.
Jared, when you go back into a place, how much do you remember, like, the last game? You know, obviously, playoffs, the loss. I know you faced them since then, but is it in your mind when you get there?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to be. You know, I think it's more so along the line of, you know, we got a job to do. We got to try to get some wins. You know, obviously at 2-8, you know, you're just trying to build up as many people. You're trying to ruin everybody else's season as well as yours, right? So, you know, said misery loves company. I hope this year no one makes the playoffs. So, you know, it's a division rival. It's going to win in Green Bay. I mean, I think it's one of those places where it don't matter if what our record tends to be at the end of the year, but if we went up there and beat them in Green Bay, we got a little bit of bragging rights, you know, especially after the whooping they gave us here. So it's one of those places where, you know, I try to tell our guys, heck, every week's like our Super Bowl. You know, you go up to Green Bay, you might as well treat it as such as a playoff game and spoil their dreams along with, you know, with whatever they're trying to get accomplished.
So the media always hypes Lambeau Field. As a player, you've always kind of had that old school mentality. Does it mean anything more to you playing there?
I like playing there. There's a lot of history there. I'm just a fan of the game. So the fan, you know, just to be playing on the same field in the same stadium where a lot of those greats played, you know, and just to have that. The crowd is cool. I mean, it's just a fun atmosphere to play in. I've never played there as a home team, obviously, but playing there over the years, man, it's great. There's always fun, competitive games, the weather, outdoor football. It's kind of throwback football in this age of, you know, even though they're an up-tempo throw at first, but that atmosphere of Lambeau just kind of reminds you of, this is some old school football. It's, you know, if it snows, we're still going to play, you know. So,
what's your favorite road place to play?
Lambeau's probably one of them. I always enjoyed playing back home in California against the Raiders. That stadium's terrible, but but you know, because I'm from the Bay Area, so. But yeah, Lambeau's definitely up there. Trying to think, where else is a fun place to play? You know, obviously going back to Kansas City last year or a couple years ago was fun, just to be on the other side of Arrowhead. But I'm trying to think of some. I never got to play at the old was that the Vet or Philly or whatever. So I never got to play at that one. So but I heard that was a crazy place to play. That's it. Look at that. 2-8. Not a lot of questions.